All right, we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. I want to welcome everybody to the Monday, December 5th public meeting of the Garrett County Commissioners. Thanks for coming out. If you guys would please stand and Pastor Kroll will give the invocation.
Let's pray. Father God, at this time of year, we pause to give thanks. Even though Thanksgiving is past, Lord, it's still the time when we would do that. We give you thanks for all that you have done through the commissioners and through the county for 2016. We ask, Father God, that you would continue to give them the wisdom and the insight, the discernment that they need in order to be a blessing in 2017. We thank you for them, Father. We ask that you would bless them in order to bless others. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. If you join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Yeah, we've got to mix it up a little bit. All right, Mr. Knoll, is there any additions, corrections, or deletions to public agenda?
No, sir, there's not.
All right, hearing none, we have a motion to approve as written.
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Agenda approved by mutual consent. Everybody got a copy of the minutes in advance of the meeting. Are there any questions, additions, corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, we have a motion to approve.
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
Minutes are approved by mutual consent.
Okay.
All right, the first item on the agenda, we have the Garrett County Purchasing Department. Gentlemen, what do you got for us
tonight? Good afternoon, gentlemen. We have two contract awards for your consideration today. The first of which is for energy audits for two county buildings, the Roger Blackbelly Building and the Public Service Center. We accepted RFPs for these two locations back on November 1st. We received a total of 12 responses. After the selection committee reviewed the proposals, the recommendation is to award a contract to AEI Consultants. And based on their costs, we had $17,000 worth of MEA money to do these audits. So I went back to them and gave them a list of four other buildings to price out as a potential change order. So this award is basically for the two buildings indicated here, but just with your understanding, we're going to issue a change order. We're going to have a total of six buildings done for the $17,000. We've committed to do the animal shelter, the health center, the courthouse complex here, and the visitor center. And the purpose of these audits will be to identify some energy efficiency measures, potential grant funding for us to, you know, implement whatever is in these audits so that we can cut our operating costs. Do you have any questions about that? And they can be done within a 90-day period. I think the grant funding is through the end of May, so they will have it done between January and the end of April.
There is no county expense, though, right?
There is no county expense.
Any other questions? All right, you want to take these? We'll do both of them at the same time?
Sure.
Okay.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. The next one we have is for the heating and cooling pump replacement bid number 16-1117P. It was advertised for 2 weeks. Bids were due on Thursday, November 17th. Bid packets were requested by 8 bidders, 5 bid services, and 4 responses were received, and a bid tab was attached for your reference. After reviewing the bid for compliance and based on feedback from the Facilities and Maintenance Department, recommendations to award the bid to Casto Technical out of Charleston, West Virginia, at a bid price of $67,360. And the project had a $75,000 budget amount for fiscal year 2017, so we're approximately $7,640 below budget then.
All right, great. Any questions about either of those? All right, motion to approve the bids.
So moved.
We have a second?
Second.
Question on the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Contract's awarded. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
All right. Next on the agenda is a road name resolution, and J.B. Churchill from Planning and Land Management.
Good afternoon. Road name resolution is resolution RN 16-4 to rename Penny Lane to Brian F. Thomas Drive, Town of Oakland.
if you remember, we gave preliminary okay to Oakland to do that. So if there's no question or discussion, do we have a motion to approve the resolution to change Penny Lane officially to Brian F. Thomas Drive?
Motion to approve.
Second?
Second.
Question on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, next item on the agenda is the 2017 legislative request from the commissioners to our esteemed delegation, which we appreciate you guys coming out and giving the opportunity to us. Kevin provided you guys with a listing of our requests, and we'll go over these, and Dave Moe will cover the Sunday alcohol sales things representing the Liquor Control Board. The first request from the commissioners is to have the Maryland General Assembly amend the Transportation Article Section 25-102 to allow all-terrain vehicles to travel on certain portions of the highway. This is a change to the snowmobile one. It already exists. We just add all-terrain vehicles to that as well. This would allow permitting a person to cross a highway on a snowmobile or all-terrain vehicle at a right angle, designate a certain portion of the highway upon which snowmobiles and all-terrain vehicles may travel for the sole purpose of gaining access to snowmobile trails or traveling from one trail, field, or area of operation to another for a distance not to exceed 2 miles. And that the snowmobile or all-terrain vehicle is operated at speeds of 25 miles per hour or less. So basically, we just want to add all-terrain vehicles for that, for our farmers and hunters. And any questions or further comment on that?
Did you mention the minimum age of 16 in the driver's license?
Well, I didn't want to really get into a whole lot of detail there, but just kind of go over the broad stroke.
Gotcha.
So that's, that came also at a request from a couple different groups. Obviously, farmers, but also sportsmen is an issue.
Deer hunters.
Yeah, deer hunters.
So, I have a question on
that. Sure.
The snowmobiles were, I think, limited to from one trail to another trail. So if you happen to need to go down the highway for some distance to get from the end of the trail to
right.
another trail or go from one trail to another, and obviously on county roads.
Right.
But you mentioned farmers. Is this about farmers that go from their farm from one field to another and with a down the road and not limited specifically to trails?
I think that was our intent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or whether it be designated highways, or do you want the language in the bill to indicate that's what your intent is?
I think it's only for county roads, though.
Yeah. We would defer to you on that. I mean, I think the intent was that, you know, technically Larry goes from his field over here.
Right. So that's
100 feet up the road here on the county road, he's in violation of law. We don't think that should be illegal.
But that's not going from one. I think snowmobiles were limited.
It is. This what it says, the language there, if you look at the second paragraph, would be right under section 25-102. It says, or traveling from one trail, field, or area of operation to another.
That might cover it.
Right. Yeah. It for a distance not to exceed 2 miles. Any other question or comment on that?
I guess our position is, if it needs to be modified to address that, if the language isn't.
Yeah. I mean, I think the intent of what we want to do is specific here, if it needs
to
be changed.
Yeah. Broader than snowmobile.
Yes.
Snowmobile.
Right, right. The second one is a request by the Board of Commissioners at the Maryland General Assembly amend Article Natural Resources 5-905 of the program Open Space Attainment of Acquisition Goals. The section was changed in 2011 to allow for use of 100% of the funds and a five-year time frame. We would ask for that to be readopted for another five-year period or preferably permanent change made in the same capacity. So we could use 100% of that money for non-acquisition. Wouldn't prohibit acquisition, but it wouldn't mandate it either.
Already Bill drafted to do that.
Outstanding.
Had a,
all right.
We've done this for 15 years, and we did a three-year period, then we did a five-year period. Then for some reason, some of us forgot about it last year. So we went back to the original. I've got one drafted ready to go in. We'll be able to use any of the categories you want, any percentage you want.
Yeah.
I think you drafted that bill after we reminded you.
Yeah, someone reminded me. I had a hard time remembering last week, that was 5 years ago when we put in. But, anyway, it's ready to go.
All right. The third one is a request that the Maryland General Assembly repeal the public local laws of Maryland, Article 12-Garrett County. Basically, that goes back to Northern Southern Rescue Squads and the payment that was put out by the county. Since the original agreement was put into place in 2008. The programs evolved to include coverage. The rescue squads are unable to fill a particular shift, and as most of the people in the room know, it's been more and more difficult to get volunteers to staff all of it, so the county's picked up a much greater share of that. The county now provides emergency services coverage 7 days a week, 24 hours a day in Grantsville and Oakland, 7 days a week, 12 hours a day in Friendsville, and they maintain Deep Creek Station with three paramedics 24/7. At this time, Benninger is the only fire company that has an emergency medical services station that does not have county staff, and that was at their request. So what we're asking for is to repeal the allocation to the, it says the Board of Commissioners of Garrett County should appropriate and pay to rescue squads in the county a total amount per year up to 8 cents per $100 of the assessable real property in Garrett County. We would ask that be repealed due to certain circumstances.
So the reason this was implemented to begin with, back whenever, was the guarantee that they would get some money. So if we take that out of there, there's no guarantee other than the fact you guys are saying you're going to fund certain rescue squad activities.
Yes. We are now staffing. It was to help them pay for some of their staff to help augment the lack of volunteers. Now the county is now paying those staff directly through us and take that burden off of the rescue squads.
Wait for you to give them some of that.
The only thing I'm asking is for clarity here that you may want to take that out and just reword it and say that the county, through negotiation with the rescue squad, will fund. Because when that was originally put in there, because rescue squad wanted guaranteed they'd get some funding.
When Kevin worked with the rescue squad on language on this, so they know what's happening. And that was part of the negotiated deal for us to backfill all those positions, was they knew they were going to have to give up some of that funding. Because we were now paying for what that money was intended to be paid for. We can tweak the language some way, but the basic gist of it is, whether it's in this final form or not, is we don't want to be mandated to pay that amount of money when we are in excess of that by a lot right now.
No, I don't think we want to put a specific amount in. I'm just saying we may want some wording that says.
Yeah, we can work on
that. Negotiations with the county and the rescue squads, the county will fund whatever agreed to or something like that. I mean, what do you mean? That, I mean, if they're agreeable and you got something in writing, fine, but I'm just going back to remembering why this
sure.
was put in place in the first place.
How do they fund, how will they fund new equipment?
Well, we've talked about that with them too. That's going to be, they're going to need our help with that.
Well, they still generate income from yeah. billing insurance companies and fundraisers and that kind of stuff. What happened to us, our emergency service budget went from a little over 600,000 to 1.5 million. And so this 360,000 goes back to help cover part of that
yeah.
difference. I don't think you're going to get any blowback from them about this. I mean,
we spend a lot of time working with them to yeah. put this together.
I mean, if you wanted to have something.
Everybody's agreeable. I'm just bringing up
yeah.
why it was implemented and the whole thought process. I mean, if you're all agreeable and they're all agreeable and you just want to strike the law, fine. Where I'm saying that, I'm going to tell you wait till.
Well, this doesn't say, too, that they can't come back under special yeah. circumstances and ask. We've actually, I think, helped.
We've already had a couple.
We've done that. We've yeah. helped pay for some things that we didn't have to because they were struggling with it.
Just removes a mandatory requirement.
Yeah,
yeah.
correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the fourth one, and if we get into real specifics with this, we might need Mike. But it's a request by the Board of Garrett County Commissioners that the Maryland General Assembly authorize the Board of Garrett County Commissioners and each municipality located within the county, collectively known as local governments, to regulate by permit the use of local government roads and bridges by vehicles utilized in the development, construction, and production of oil and natural gas by hydraulic fracturing. The request for the legislation extends to and includes a grant of authority for the local governments to designate certain roads for use by permitted vehicles and to exercise authority to prohibit use by permitted vehicles on certain roads within the jurisdiction. The authorization is requested to allow the local governments to regulate the intensity of use by permitted vehicles to protect the integrity of roads and bridges within the jurisdiction and secure compensation for damage sustained by the roads and bridges and other infrastructure associated with the permitted vehicle.
This doesn't mention, maybe you don't need it, I don't know, bonding of the roads. Just a quick glance at this, you're going to say you're going to designate certain roads they have to stay on by the permit, but it doesn't talk in here, so at least I don't see it, you know, a little slow
no,
here.
If I may.
Talk
yeah,
about
yeah.
bonding or anything, it's guaranteed to finance.
I think the thought process was to get this out as a legislative issue or concern, and we would certainly have to work very closely with the bill writers to try to draft this so that it gives us that authority to bond the roads.
Basically, what we were looking for was a way that we could regulate and protect ourselves from that particular industry due to the intensity of the industry. Differently, that may not apply to mill callers or loggers, because that's always been the age-old argument, is how can you do something that doesn't negatively impact existing business, and this was our attempt to try to do that.
We want to try to avoid unintended consequences for other
to existing business
businesses, and we've had a couple meetings with Mike Getty to talk about this, and I think the consensus was this was the best approach, but he'll probably have to work with somebody down there to make sure that the wording is adequate or whatever.
Yeah.
And Pennsylvania bonds their roads.
Yes.
Coal haul roads. I think they have to designate the coal then they can bond just the hauling of coal business. But in this case, my right in here, it would be road used for production of natural gas. Ones in that business would have to bond the road, which then takes out everybody else.
Correct.
I think
yes,
that's basically that was the gist of what, absolutely.
He looked at the Pennsylvania law, I know that.
What specifically is in the thought process the intent of this, other than, say for instance, municipality that, and we've had a couple of that have been opposed to natural gas drilling and have bans. If that municipality said you can't go through any roads in that city, then like you can do this out. Is it your desire or intent that it would include state highways going through those roads or even at least the county roads and municipal roads?
I don't think we can do anything with state roads. That'll be on you guys. This would be county roads for sure, and then if the towns wanted to piggyback off of that, they could do that as well. Like Kitzmiller might very well have roads that would be used that they might want to do something similar to give them an extra layer of protection on.
I don't know if those ordinances just ban drilling and fracking, or
I don't think they can ban
any
traffic.
I don't think it bans the,
unless they do it on
any
weight.
Associated traffic.
Gross weight. But they would have even less ability to cover any consequences from heavy use that even the county would. So we tried to figure out a way they could piggyback off of what we were doing if they wanted to give them an extra layer of protection.
So the essence of this is Mike feels you don't have the authority to do this on your own. You need legislation to do it.
Yeah.
Correct.
And did he feel that you could segment out one portion of the economy, or you know, what houses different than coal mines or timbering or anyone else? Is he legally, does he feel that there is a firm legal basis in which to pass legislation that singles out one particular industry over another?
He did. He called it intensity of use. And what he meant by that, and it actually makes sense, If a milk truck drives through, it's one milk truck driving down the road. When fracking comes in, you have 30 trucks lined up all at the same time. So there's an intensity of use for a short period of time. So there's an intensity of use there that's not followed. Generally, you don't have logging trucks or coal trucks necessarily backed up the same way.
We have a similar scenario. We passed coal tax legislation years ago.
Exactly.
It can only be spent on what's classified coal haul roads.
Yeah.
Designated by the county, I think.
Yeah, and the towns have that too, because the towns get the coal haul tax as well. Yeah, I think that's sort of the vision there, because that's the towns got the same. They had coal haul roads, they got the coal haul tax money as well. Could only be used on certain related infrastructure. Any other questions or comments on that? All right, next up, I'm going to invite Mr. Moe up. But before I turn him loose on the alcohol measures, everyone to join me in congratulating Dave on being the 2016 Greater Cumberland Committee Greater Good recipient. So congratulations.
The Liquor Control Board wants to request legislative change to the Sunday sales hours of operation provisions to accommodate Sunday brunch type information services in the restaurant and hospitality industries. So we'd like to be able to start at 10 a.m. for all facilities that have passed all election districts that have passed the Sunday sales initiatives, which now every election district has passed it, with the exception of two. That would be Kitzmiller and Pleasant Valley. The Binninger election district was tied initially in their vote, but as a result of receiving the overseas ballots and counting them, one of them came from Binninger and was in favor. So Binninger is included by one vote.
That one vote counts, everybody. Mark that down.
We'd like to do that, and we also want to do some cleanup of the legislation so that we basically have two permits, a six-day permit and then another permit, a seven-day permit, and then all those election districts that have passed it. So that's what we're requesting, and we appreciate any support that the commission can provide. And if you have any questions for the legislation?
So is this both carry out and on premise?
Yes, sir.
About the same time now?
Yes, sir.
Which is 11 o'clock, right?
1 o'clock. We have recreational facilities, particularly in the summertime, golf courses where golfers such as myself, and I hesitate to call myself a golfer, but you go out in an early morning golf, you make a turn, it'd be nice to get a beer as a refreshment as long as it's after 10 o'clock.
After a hard day on the course.
It's after 5 o'clock on.
So you're okay with being called a drinker but not a golfer, huh?
I'm definitely not a golfer. Just doubt it. Do you have a question?
The main thing on this, and we met with these guys, they put a lot of work into this, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dave, this simplifies the code. It also actually has an opportunity to make a small amount of money more for the county at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
But this would only be, obviously, it would only be in the areas that approved the Sunday sales. So the seven-day license would only be in the areas that were eligible by referendum to buy a seven-day license.
But it really means that everyone that now sells, that is able to sell on Sunday, would be at 1 o'clock, would be able to sell now.
Yeah.
Two districts that haven't been approved, their name bars in that district. Right. Right.
There's one.
Okay. Yeah, there's one. Yeah.
One. Also, it's now available in the neighboring Tucker County. They passed similar legislation at the state level, and the voters in Tucker County approved it. That was not put on the ballot in Mineral County or Preston County. They have no city. Somerset County in Pennsylvania, I think they do it at 9 o'clock.
No. Yeah.
So, surrounding areas.
Isn't there already a separate license for Sunday that
yes.
exists now, and there's a fee on that now, right?
Correct.
$250 or something.
$250, correct.
Is this that fee going to remain the same?
Or yes.
You move to a higher fee if they can?
No, remain
the same. So it would be
$250. $250 for seven, less than that for six.
So keeping our previous way we do this, we need a letter from you saying you support.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Is that the only one, Dave?
Pardon?
Is that the only one you have, or you got some more?
No, we just had cleanup within there because since the food service requirements have been removed, I think in 2005, we have some cleanup legislation that Deb will work with the.
Can't stop down.
All right, do you guys have any questions or anything for us?
Obviously, we'd like for you to support Georgia's
Absolutely.
That's beneficial, and if we were able to push that through, then that would probably, you know, always address the highway user revenue concerns too.
Yeah.
That's all I have. We'll be working, well, as you know, we met with DNO, it may be a different approach on the pilot. We'll see what they come up with or don't come up with, but we need to, if they can do something, you know, through this year, we still have to work on the permanent, need some legislation to make it permanent. I've been in communication with Department of Commerce, and they have a bill put together, a new economic development bill. Talked to them last week. If we can get that passed, and I have an amendment that they said they would accept. It was too late to get it on because it went through the drafting, but they would support what I'm proposing. Would be very beneficial to them. The Garrett County, if we can get that through, so would help us in economic development, I think, pretty considerably.
That provides incentives for business expansion and startup?
They're going to do away with one Maryland. This would kind of take its place. It would be a tiered approach. We'd be in tier one, 17 county. So they're looking at it's an income tax thing for like a 3-year period, which they say is better than what one Maryland is now. They're looking at, you know more about this than I do, but writing down equipment depreciation quicker over a quicker period of time. The number of employees to be able to be 10 instead of 20 or 25. I think it's 25 in one Maryland would be 10. Doesn't have to be in a priority funding area. It's all kinds of, which fits under the definition of manufacturing in the state. And I'd be on this to make sure. I said, you know, how about distribution centers, blah, blah, blah. So it's basically going to cover everything except retail outlets, which are under a separate section of the law. And my push is to get, whether they put in tier one or all of them, is sales tax. Pay no sales tax on equipment. When you do this, you build new and put equipment in there, or you expand. It's also for expansion, not just new business, but existing and expand. This is preliminary what they told me. I haven't seen the bill totally, so. But if all those things are encompassed, I think we'll have a good program that would be beneficial for us.
Yeah. We graduated from one Maryland because it was based on unemployment and income, and we unemployment wasn't high enough. You know, yet
you don't have to spend a certain amount of money either. Like under one Maryland, you have to spend a certain amount in there.
Good. That'd be good for us.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We can't get anything under one Maryland right now, so.
No. This evidently replaces the one Maryland. They want to do away with the program, make it simple, to the point, less paperwork, and doesn't cost them a whole lot of money other than what they're already paying for staff, et cetera. So.
Any indication on the $1.3 million the governor's put for schools?
No, they're kind of tight-lipped on a bunch of stuff. I probably shouldn't have said what I just said. But
nothing like transparent government.
Yeah, well, but they want to hold off till they actually get bills drafted. Sure. So we'll find out once the budget's put together. Plus a couple other issues we talked to them about, we'll know about in the beginning of the session.
And going in, there has been some, you know, negative news. There's budget breakdown. I mean, there's been a revenue breakdown. The state income is not coming in as projected. I think somewhere around 250, 240 million, somewhere in that range.
700 over 2 years, this year and next year. Right. Yeah, about 700 million.
Has there been any talk on the screw up from the comptroller's office with their allocations to the towns in particular? But the ones that are now being told they have to pay, there was some scuttlebutt that they might try to forgive that. Is there any new information at all on that, good, bad, or indifferent?
As you know, it's a 17-year period. You got 10 years, or 7 years, and I don't do anything. And they got 10 years to pay it off. The there is some talk, and I'll almost sit here and guarantee it'd probably be a bill put in to say they don't pay anything back. Would be what I think. I've heard a couple of comments in that regard.
It'd be interest-free if it was paid back.
I'd have done that.
But that's what they said at the MML meeting.
The people that were not paid that should have received more money will be paid. They're going to be paid.
They've already been paid. We had four, for those in the audience, we had four that got money and four that have to pay money. So our town split four and four of who got and who has to pay. And we as a county actually got a little bit of money.
I don't know whether you're familiar with it, but there's a couple of towns that were having audit problems, especially at Deer Park being the worst.
Yeah.
Mansfield's another one. I think they're addressing their problem. The Deer Park's like 3 years behind. They're going to hold their money, which doesn't amount to a whole lot. Probably costs them more to get the audit, more money they're getting, but it's still something that should be addressed.
The sellers' equipment screw up. They're getting all new equipment, so that shouldn't happen again. And you did just do a letter. Board Public Works meets Wednesday on the Puzzley Run issue. I saw your letter. I sent a letter and talked to Wendell because I haven't seen him yet today till now. And I think they said the Grantsville part of that regional system comes up, but the next meeting maybe. I'm not sure. That's what Wayne Bransky said. Something like that. Hopefully get that approved and get moving on.
That's the water appropriation now that was?
Well, after 25 years, you'd think we'd get somewhere. Anything else? And you guys have your public forum tomorrow at the college at 6:30.
One's looking at paper and the other's looking at digital.
It is 6:30, but I was confused on the location. It's at the GA?
6:30 at the Garrett College, where we always have it.
Continuing
education. The big room in the middle.
Yeah.
220. We're trying to remember the room number. I thought it was 215.
Well, it's right in the middle. It's a big room in
that's
the middle.
It's 205. Yeah.
I don't think.
It's 205 if you go this way. I think it's 207 you come the other way. As long as the divider's open.
Oh, there.
So if you want to come and hear some of this same stuff, you can come out tomorrow night and hear that.
All right. Well, thank you.
What the commissioner brought up there so people over here will know what you all is for.
You all have coffee and hors d'oeuvres and pastries and stuff for that, or?
All right, well, thank you guys very much. We appreciate it, and appreciate all you do for us down the road. Understand it's not easy.
January 11th, is that when it starts?
Second Wednesday, whatever. We'll get together, and we decide to put in, we'll get drafted and send them back to appropriate people to look at before we actually dump them.
Let me know what I can do. Okay.
No, he had to get up.
We have a PACE reception this year, again, as always, so that's always a good event for here in Allegheny County. So I encourage you all to come down and participate in that.
All right. Well, thank you guys very much. We appreciate it. Next item on the agenda is public comment. Does anybody have any comments? Yes, ma'am.
Actually, I'll just follow up to what Delegate Weitzel was saying about the PACE reception. Thank you to Senator Edwards' office and him, Senator Edwards sent a request to the governor, and he is confirmed as our keynote speaker for the breakfast on the 27th of January. So.
All
right.
So he's confirmed early this year. That's pretty great. So.
All right. Great, thank you. Anyone else? All right, hearing nothing, we have a motion adjourned.
So moved.
Second?
Second.